The U.S. Defense Secretary says the Syrian government has lost all legitimacy by launching attacks on the city of Aleppo. Leon Panetta says such assaults would ultimately be, quote, a nail in Bashar al-Assad's coffin. He also reiterated the West's calls for a regime change in Syria. Well, meanwhile, Syrian government forces reclaim control of more areas, pushing militants and armed groups out. Deadly fighting has been reported in the western province of Homs. Army forces killed around 150 militants there. Fighting is also underway in the city of Aleppo. A high-ranking Iraqi official accuses the Kurdish authorities of taking part in a secret arms deal. The official says the president of the semi-autonomous Kurdistan region, Masoud Barzani, has been secretly buying heavy weapons from abroad. The arms include anti-armor and anti-aircraft missiles. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says there is no serious obstacle to Iran's move forward. The leader referred to a, quote, resistance economy as a way to overcome the difficulties. He said the will of the Iranians is stronger than the pressure they're facing. Qatar has been planning to buy up to 200 German Leopard 2 tanks. German magazine Der Spiegel says the deal would cost around $2.5 billion. However, the German Security Council has yet to talk about Qatar's request. Escape impeachment after an official estimate indicated a low turnout in a referendum. The decision of whether he will be ousted from power needs more than half of the electorate to vote. Parliament gave Băsescu a temporary suspension for alleged abuses of power. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney says Washington, both Obama and his rival, are trying to win over Jewish voters ahead of the November presidential election. And at least seven people are killed in another U.S. drone strike in Pakistan. The attack took place in a village in the troubled North Waziristan tribal district on the Afghan border. The unmanned aircraft reportedly fired six missiles into a village compound.